This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, speaking with Lisa Mattoon, CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Rochester. Lisa, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Tell me a little bit about Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I want to hear like the background. What's your guys' mission? Tell me all about it.
Sure. All right. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Rochester has been in the Rochester area for about almost 40 years.
Wow.
The national organization's been around for 100. Locally, we've been here for about 40. We serve youth in one-to-one mentoring relationships, and we have been in Ontario, Wayne, and Yates County, as well as Monroe. Currently, those are our four counties we're operating in. Our mission is to create and support one-to-one mentoring relationships that ignite the power and promise of youth. So we know that all youth have potential, right? We just need to ignite it and bring it out of them.
Oh, well, that's great. That sounds like you're doing great work there.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really proud of our work and the incredible staff and board that we have. We know that it takes a village to raise a family, and we're looking for more volunteers. We're constantly, we serve over 400 youth every year, ages 8 through 16, and sometimes onward. If they're matched by the time that they're 16, they can continue in the program till they're 24. So these one-to-one relationships are lasting on average about 40 months. So over 3 years, these matches are happening, and the impacts are just incredible. We know that 100% of our youth, while in our program, if they're matched at the time that they're eligible to graduate, they're graduating from high school, 100% of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
We also know, that 100% of our youth aren't entering the juvenile justice system. So if they're going through our program, they are steering clear of the juvenile justice system.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I want to know, how has the pandemic affected what you guys do?
So when the pandemic hit, and we know like the world kind of came to a stop, and
yeah,
it felt like everyone froze, and we had to think quickly, we had to pivot quickly, because we knew we couldn't stop our mission. This is a time, and still is a time, where our youth need us. They needed us now more than ever. So we were able to work with our national office and have some of our in-person enrollment standards waived, and we just switched and pivoted to virtual. So we were able to enroll our volunteers virtually. We were able to enroll our families, our littles, we call them, the mentees, our little brothers and little sisters. And then if the family didn't have technology, we did our absolute best to find a way to reach them and to supply the technology there for them so that we could continue to match and keep going with our mission.
Great. Yeah, I know. I've heard, just from teachers I know and everything, how much of a struggle virtual learning is. So to have like a mentor to help with that is just, it's amazing.
It is. And it was a lot of, what some of our littles will say, like that my big really got me through the pandemic. They were really there for me. And yes, they could have been helping with schoolwork, but it didn't necessarily have to be that. It's just building that relationship, sometimes having that conversation, asking, just how are you doing? I feel like a lot of kids sometimes go through the day without being asked, how are you doing? How are you feeling? How can I help you? What's going on? How was your day even?
Sure.
And those small things really add up, right? And you're going to open up and feel comfortable when you know that someone's there to support you, whether it's through doing video calls, right now, or if you're Zooming, or some of our matches are back to meeting in person, but just, socially distant and being safe about it. But they're able to go to the park and throw a football or, walk the dog. All of those, which seems like small, trivial little events, are making just a big impact in a child's life to know that somebody's in their corner and somebody cares for them.
Absolutely. I feel like that would be a huge impact. I do want to touch on events. Do you guys have any upcoming events, or do you have any annual events that you'd like to talk about?
Absolutely. So we are a nonprofit, so we really look to our funders, grants, and special events and fundraisers to bring money in that will stay local to support the matches and the recruitment of new volunteers. So every year we do have a golf tournament. That's in August, August 30th this year. We have our gala in October. And then we also have our most recent event will be our cornhole tournament, which is a new
fun
event. We'll have it June 12th at Radio Social. And all of our information you can find on www.beabig.com.
That's great.
And you know, we're always looking for sponsors and attendees, and we like to have a good fun time while promoting our mission, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I know you said you're looking for sponsors. You're looking for, you know, people to attend these events. You're also looking for volunteers. If people were looking to get involved with you guys, how would they go about that? And what kind of volunteers are you looking for?
All right. So to be a big brother or a big sister, those are our mentors. You can go to beabig.org and fill out an online interest form there. And all of our programs have, you know, to be a big, you just need to be 18 or older. We prefer that our bigs are able to drive so they can help transport, but it's not a requirement, and be able to pass a background screening, because we have to make sure that we're putting child safety first.
Of course, yes.
Really, you just have to have that time, you know, a few hours a week, 2 to 3 times a month, to really build and maintain that relationship with a youth and want to make a difference and make the world a better place.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, that's great. I love that you guys do the background check. Obviously, that's the most important thing. But just that anyone that's willing to help a child can come in and chat with you guys and make that connection.
Absolutely.
And how
right
do you...
now we have close to 400 littles waiting.
So oh, my goodness.
Every year we serve about 400 youth, 400 littles every year, but yet the list continues to grow. So we have this huge pool of littles that are looking for a mentor, looking for that special friend, someone to be in their corner. But we need the volunteers to do that. So
how do you,
in Monroe, Ontario, Wayne, or Yates County, please visit our website and find out how you can attend the next virtual orientation and learn more and come in and see us and join us.
There you go. How do you go about matching the bigs to their littles?
So it's actually a long process. I will sum it up, but we want to make sure that it's thoughtful and well planned out, and it's not just the next child in the door matched with the next volunteer in the door. So everyone, regardless of the youth or the and the parents, as well as the volunteers, all go through an orientation. And from there, they decide, they learn all about the programs that we have, the various programs and commitment levels. And then from there, they decide on, you know, whether or not they want to move to the next step, which would be an interview. They would come in and see an enrollment specialist. And from there, they would collect references. They would pass the background screening. There's a training that needs to be completed before they're able to be matched. And then from there, our enrollment team will connect together, either virtually or, you know, at the office around a big table. And everyone brings their files, and they talk out who they've been interviewing and make the matches that way. And then the match would be presented and offered to the family as well as the volunteer. And if everyone's on board, then we'd start a match meeting where everyone comes together and the match kind of has their initial kickoff.
That's so cool. That just makes me smile hearing that. It's such a process, but a really good one.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to for our, you know, to have all these outcomes and have that long match length, it's got to be so well thought out. And then it's professionally supported as well. So during the first year, every month, you'll be receiving a phone call to the volunteer, the parent, and the child from a match support specialist at our agency, who's kind of like a relationship coach. So they're calling to check in to see, you know, are there resources you need, more training, icebreaker activities, you know, they're checking in to be sure child safety protocols are happening, and just really supporting the match. And that goes on through the lifetime of the match.
Okay, awesome. This is Rochester Speaks. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Lisa Mattoon, CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Rochester. Lisa, I read on your website that you're empowering children to dream big. Give me some examples of how those bigs are accomplishing that with their littles.
I would say through our various programs, we have some workforce development programs. So if you are a child that is looking for a mentor, often they may have limited experience or limited exposure, and some of our workforce development programs are showing them what's out there. Well, there's a lot of career-based mentoring that we have. And other times, it's really just dreaming big of maybe your goal as a child is to be able to catch that football or paint on a canvas using an easel and a real acrylic paints. And these bigs are making these little small dreams happen. You know, they're like small dreams, but big steps and big outcomes.
Sure. No matter the size of the dream, it's still a dream, and it's Absolutely. Great that you guys are helping them accomplish that.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about some of the results you've seen from your program. I know that you guys sent me some, but I want to hear it from you personally.
Right. So I did share, and I'll share again because I think it's a great statistic, that any child in our program that is matched at a time that they're eligible to graduate is graduating, 100% of them. And if you look at graduation rates around the county, we're pretty proud. We're pretty excited to have that 100% there.
For sure.
Yeah, we know that they're not entering the juvenile justice system. They're attending school more. They're being less truant. Their grades and attendance are going up. Their attitude towards risky behaviors is showing improvement there. They're able to kind of separate and the good from the bad as far as behaviors and develop more coping skills. And they've got better, higher educational expectations for themselves.
Wow. I am so impressed.
Thank you.
Of course. What are some things Big Brothers Big Sisters is looking forward to now that it seems we're making some progress in the pandemic?
Right. So we are looking forward to all of our matches getting back to a place where they feel completely safe and confident to get back out and see each other in person, face-to-face. There is something to be said for that face-to-face contact.
Yes.
And that, you know, interpersonal relationships there and just going out and having fun together. I think they've done a phenomenal job throughout the pandemic. Our bigs were FaceTiming. They were dropping off care packages, going and having driveway picnics at their houses, the houses of their littles. But to really be able to pivot back to in-person, and it's going to take longer for some to be completely comfortable for that, but we are excited to see that happen more often as the weather gets good, they're able to get outside. And I think we're getting close to being able to host match events at our agency as well, too, which feels good to be able to kind of come back together again.
Definitely. Progress is progress no matter what. And it seems like these bigs are really going the extra mile right now for their littles.
Absolutely. They have really stepped up and really just focused on their littles and their needs and trying to really meet them where they were. And, we even had our board out delivering pizzas last summer to some of our families. We were able to partner with Salvatore's and get some pizzas out to some families that needed another, an extra hot meal.
Well, good for you guys and good for Salvatore's. That's awesome that they were able to partner with you on that.
Absolutely.
Lisa, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think I just want to share again the need for volunteers and the need for funding to keep these programs going. And we know that everything that goes into making a match, the cost of that is high. It's about $1,500 per match. We've got 400 littles waiting, and we need the funds and we need the volunteers so that we can move those littles off of the waiting list.
Okay, absolutely. So you heard it here from her. If you are interested in volunteering with Big Brothers Big Sisters, you can go to their website. Do you want to say that one more time for me?
Sure. It's beabig.org.
And you can learn all about what it takes to be a big, and you can also donate on that website. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. No matter how big or how small, it all goes to the greater good.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for taking time to talk to me today. I think that you guys are just absolutely fascinating and that you're doing a great job here in Rochester.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.